A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 19th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I am Chanono Kawande.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabwe's independence.
Tomorrow marks 39 years of Zimbabwe's independence from colonial master Britain.
Zimbabwe was known as the breadbasket of the southern African subcontinent in the 1980s, but today more than half of the population lives in abject poverty, while millions have fled the country to seek greener pastures in neighboring countries and abroad.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora will this weekend hold celebrations in their countries of residence. Here in the United States, a family gathering is planned at a park in the state of Maryland.
However, not many people in the diaspora and back home feel that independence brought anything better for their lives, despite the ultimate sacrifice made by thousands of freedom fighters and simple villagers.
What are your thoughts on this?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yebo ngambe zulukandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwelanga likazibuse lona elinanzwa kusasa. Kusasa ke ilizwe liyabe lisenelisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithoba munwe munye lathola ke uzibuse ngo-1980. Siyazi ukubana uhambo lwakhona alukacaci kahle ukuthi singathi lube luluhambo olunjani, kodwa hayi okumqoka ukuthi bekunzima, kube umthwalo obunzima kakhulu. Uqalisa ke uzibuse kobo 1980, hayi into zasihamba kakuhle. Kukhanya le mali, isindo semali sasingani sithe xaxa, njalo le ntengo yempahla yayiphansi lokunye okunjalo nxa siqathanisa lalamhlanje. Kodwa ke ukuthi kwenzakalani, hayi kunengi okwenzakalayo, sizaxoxa ngakho. Lisiphe lathi lani imbono yenu lapho elingalikhona. Mr. Wande,
nasi tsukutakutarisa nenyaya ye-independence ye-Zimbabwe. Mangwana china, Zimbabwe inosvitsa makore makumi matatu nemapfumbamwe, 39 years of independence. Asi vazhinji vari kuti havasi kuona mutsauko kana kuti chakauya neindependence, nokuti vari kuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma, zviri kuramba zvichinetsa, mabasa hakuna nezvimwe zvose zvinodiwa zviri kushaikwa. Saka nhasi tinoda kumboti titarise zuva reindependence kuti iyo independence inoreva chinyi, zvinhu zvakarwirwa chazvo chazvo. Nyaya iri pakati pehondo yakaitika yorusununguko yakamira sei, vanhu vari kufungei kana vakatarisa sure kwatakabva nekumira kwakaita zvinhu iko zvino. Vamwe vanoti mabiko kana kuti kupemberera zuva iri hakuna nomusoro wese, nokuti zvinhu mamirura zvakaita haasi okupemberera. Saka tinge tichida kunzwawo pane pfungwa dzenyu. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana, zvichaungana kunzvimbo dzavanogara ikoko, vamwe vanenge vachipemberera, vamwe sewo munomu vati vanenge vachiungana zvavo asi kwete kupemberera, asi iri nyaya yokuti vangosangana vachitaura havo vanotenda kuti Zimbabwe yakasununguka, asi hapana chokupemberera. Saka tinge tichida kunzwa zvamunofunga nezviri kuitika nemamiriro akaita zvino munyika makore ano ese. Yes, Mr. Gandhi.
Yes, we have our first guest, Silomnumzana Difa Wajapi Bango. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga babu Gandhi.
Yeah, Mnumzana usebhilitane khona ngapho e-UK, lapho okulomsobho wamahhara. Ungasitshela ukuthi injani impilo khona ngapho, sikhangela ukubana singabantu abaselizweni elizivusayo eZimbabwe, kodwa nxa usukhona ngapho ungathi impilo injani uyiqathanisa le ekhaya?
Umsobho wamahhala babu Gandhi watsho umfoka majayivana wathi hayi kulo msobho wamahhala, kodwa ke umsobho wamahhala awukhwabitheki kuhle babu Gandhi nxa usazi ukuthi uhlezi unyawo ngesikhalanga sithi msana nogala kumbo, kusho ukuthi nxa ungumfana wenkomo uluse inkomo fauthi uhlale unyawo ngobutala ukuthi lapha kungavela nanoma yini, wena lapho uvela khona kusekhaya. So ukuthi unambite kahle fauthi unambite kahle usazi ukuthi ekhaya yonke into imi kahle, lapho kuzathi umsopho unambitheke kuhle. Kodwa ke hayi, isimo sona sikhangele konke okwenzakalayo ekhaya, inhliziyo zethu zisentshoko lapho, layo yonke imimoya yethu ikhangele okwenzakalayo khonaphana ekhaya.
Ye, Mnumzana, siyazi ukuthi into kazihambi kahle ekhaya, kodwa ke ilanga likazibuse lona elabuya ngemva kokufa kwabantu abaningi kakhulu, ungathini ngalo ilanga lona le?
Ilanga likazibuse babu Gandhi lilanga elibuya lihlangene ezintweni ezimbili. Nxa uthi alicabanga kwesikhathi nxa ungacabangisisa kahle kahle kakhulu, uyaphinda uthonthise inyembezi ngoba ucabanga ukuthi umonakalo owaba khona, uzibuze ukuthi yiwo na umonakalo owaba khona lo kutshonelwa kwabantu esakubonayo, kulahlekelwa izihlobo zethu ezalahlekela empini, obaba bethu labanewethu, kulokho esakubonayo kusuka ngomnyaka ka-1980 kuze kwefika esikhathini esikiso lakathesi. Kuyadumaza kakhulu ukuthi indlela ilize lakithi elalatshona khona emlindini kwangasaba esifiseni sabantu esasisikhangele ukuthi ngabe kwacazumula kusuya phezulu, kodwa thina satshona emlindini kwaya phansi kwakanye ukuthi ilizwe kwangathi impi kahle kahle le eyaba khona noma ukukhululeka kwelizwe leZimbabwe kwakuyakhululekela umuntu oyedwa ongumdabe kuphela ngaleso sikhathi. Abanye abantu akula munye umuntu esingathi wathesta idemokhrasi noma wakhwabita inkululeko ngokujabula kwenhliziyo. Kukhona ukujabula kwenhliziyo ukuthi abantu sesingahamba sekugxala emastadium sisenzela nje ukuthi siyebona mhlambe labo abasikhokhelayo, kodwa ke kuphinde njalo kube kukuthi kukhona ukuyajabula estadium uphakamisa iflag with pride ukuzitshela ukuthi this is where I belong and lokhu yikho okwalwelwa ngabafowethu noma lokhu yikho lathi esakulwelayo, ngoba sawuthi lokukutsho phambili ukuthi impi le yabe khona kwalimala akulimalanga abasempini kuphela, ngitshola labo ababesekhaya babebancane okuyigengi yethu lathi thina sinje salimala ngenxa yokuthi lathi sasibuza ukuthi obhuti beni banga, abanye bethu bachaya baze bafa befela khona lokhu ukuze ukuthi obhuti beni banga. So into nayoyala iyadumaza kakhulu babu Gandhi, ngoba indlela ilizwe lakithi izingela ikilo kathesi ayisiyo ndlela esikwabitayo.
Hayi, kulungile, ungaliyala ubambe ucingo. Mr. Wande, I understand we have a caller.
Makadini parinare.
Ndiri pokana makadini ndo manandava ari kutaura makadini mesemese kwamuri ikoko.
Aiwa, tirinani chaizvo, tirinani chaizvo. Munoda kutibatsira namashoko api nhasi? Munogara muri pano nguva dzaka?
Ndinotenda chaizvo nemukana wamandi Paul. Chokutanga ndanga ndichida kuti ndichini takawaniswa mukana pasvondo rakapera iro nesaturday tanga tine kuembassy tichivapa mbatya nezvekudya zvevanhu vakaurwa nedambudziko vari kumusha uko kuna nachimanimani. Ndozvimwe zvezvakaita kuti tinge tichizivisa wedu nokuti programu yacho ichiri kuendera mberi tichingotumira maemeri maindastiri
njalo nje abantu abakhululeki la eSouth Africa ngoba
umsindo uyenzeka dreams ago akujabulisa abantu abaningi. This is what we are thinking. Uti, mhlambe abanye bathi sisakhoxa nje indaba yokuthi singayihambisa kanjani ukuthi kuzwakane phakathi kwemhlaba emhlabeni yonke jikelele ukuthi amabhoda onke avaliwe. Kina sizokwazi ukusebenza nabantu kanjani nalo nabo because okwamanje njalo kunzima ngampela lana ukuphila kwabantu akujabulisi especially labo mama nabantwana asikwazi ukuthi kusasa kuzo kanjani. So ukuthi sijabulile independent yelo okwamanje wonke siyajabulela ukuthi ilizwe lethu salithatha kubelungu but okwamanje nikhonzima especially thina silana sihlala la i-South Africa.
Aywa tinotenda tine vamwe vakamirira parunare tinotenda namashoko enyu asi ndoda kubvunza muchidimbu mataura nyaya yekuti nyaya yechikafu nenyaya yetransport nezvimwe zvakadaro zvakakonzera kuti vanhu vaende kuhondo. Iko zvinezvi mutsauko wamunoona muchienzanisa nemazuva Zimbabwe isati yasununguka ndoupi?
Mutsauko uripo ndewokuti munguva yemuhondo vakaexperiensa nguva yehondo zvinhu zvanga zvakaoma tinozviziva kuti handingatsanangudzi zvese but kana ndichitaura zvinhu zvakaitika muhondo pane vakaiona zvechiwa zvairwadza uyewo zvakanga zvichiitika mumataundi matakanga tichinda muvarungu wakanga usingabvumirwi kana kugara wasvika zvako padhize naedgar sinaseruba kuti ungurusika kana kuedza hembe chaizai kwakanga usingabvumirwi. However zvinhu zvakanga zvichiwanikwa nekuda kwekuti ikonomi iri mumaoko mevavo avo vanga vakatizvinyirira. So nyangwe dene hedu takagara mukati menyika tichiti takasungura nyika nhasi uno even kana South Africa iri kutaura pamusoro penyaya yeland and America is already tasked their secretary of state to study South Africa's land reform kuti vachaifambisa zvakaita sei before they think of putting the sanctions. So the moment the sanctions angokandiwa chete hakuna masanctions anonzi sanctions emunhu nokuda kwokuti atonga nedemo kana dei akatonga ake nedemo but mari ichiwanikwa vachinokwanisa kukweretesiwa mari makambani achitinhira achifamba vanhu vachikwanisa kuwana mabasa vanhu vagere mukati menyika yavo fine at the end of the day vanhu vanenge vachirarama. Libya yakanzi yanga iri kutongwa nedemo nhasi uno is burning. It was because of our never interest mukati menyika dzedu dzine upfumi but nokuda kwokuti magedi valves anobudisa mvura inoita kuti nyika dzedu dzinge dzichirarama. Right now World Bank ndiravo IMF ndeza nyangwe vakafunga kuda kutipa mari vanongotsiridzira neamerica havakwanisi kutipa mari. So ndinovimba kuti zvakatosiyana bysa kana munhu akatiraza pazuva ranhasi akararama munguva yeapatedi nemunhu akararama panguva ino yatiri apatedi yacho vari nani nokuda kwokuti vanhu vanofunga kuti tairarama yedu tichiwana zvataiwana but the truth of the matter apatedi has never been a good thing during the time of the our colonial masters varungu vachakatibata zvakatonaka zvachese nokuti takawana rusununguko tikakwanisa kuzviitira zvatinoita but
tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu tatenda chaizvo ndofunga vateereri vanhu yatsonzwa kwamakananga uyezve muchanzo wavamwe vachipindura mashoko amataura tinotenda chaizvo vamananda tinotenda zvikuru. Vadhuve muripo parunare
ndiripo mambo wangu.
Nemwe mchatonga wa magadi iko.
Na tiri nani zuwa tongi.
Wedwe. Ko, zuwa rori sinungu kakara mangwana hili.
Risinungu kwe Zimbabwe, guneta ubanira nago, iwa mwashoma. Vakavisi gani rusini nguko bati asiwa zizi vacho awasati wakuvuna rusini nguko
see mchidaro
rusini nguko asiliko reviku isai zine ndoa di to vote for people rusini nguko means the access to a means of livelihood, he has access to good governance, the government in power that claims to the freedom movement is treating you with dignity. But as it is in Zimbabwe, one would be stupid to talk about independence and freedom when we as a government, which up to this date is actually deploying soldiers to kill people. And this is not what, and this is not actually rumor. This is actually the truth. And we as a government which has got a legitimate crisis. And this is not something which is at a rumor level. This is factual. And we have a government that is actually professionalized the act of corruption. And this is not something which is other debate. This is a fact. We have a government which have run down the country to the extent that we don't even know the current. Where have we had the Farah GPM? Whatever it is, I don't know what it is. So, we don't have the current.
So, Mr. Duve, in your opinion, what is Zimbabwe's status? Should people not rejoice on Independence Day?
Look, you must be very careful on what you are rejoicing for. In actual fact, I think they should be a gag. People should be mourning. People should actually be looking at their liberators, as you say.
Yes.
The level at which you have deceived us is actually very astronomical. There's nothing to celebrate. What do you mean? You can't celebrate when you can't afford a decent meal. You can't celebrate when you still don't have a cent in your account. You can't celebrate when you can't afford the basic things like salt, cooking oil, bread. So I know the people would treat differently, but honestly, I think the people who benefited from independence are the few connected people in Zanzibar. They are the few connected people who are benefiting from the people trophy, which is being dished out by Zanzibar to their trusted left hand. But the majority, almost 98%, is nothing to celebrate. What did we celebrate? We have a country which has got 5 million people who are actually living outside the borders of the country. You have most of the economically active people has been pushed out. So what do you celebrate? There's nothing to celebrate. I don't mean to sound unpatriotic and say we are not independent. We are only independent from white, but the oppressors simply changed the skin color.
Mr. Dube, stay on the line. We will come back to you in a short while. I think we have got.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, Mr. Dube.
Who is that person you were interviewing just before you come to me?
Mananda.
Yeah, Mr. Mananda. His name is Mr. Mananda.
Okay, which organization does he come from?
He's just a listener who calls in to give opinion.
Okay.
Yes. But stay on the line, Mr. Duba. We are going to get back to you in a little while.
Yebo, Mr. Wandengi. Lo mlaleli lapha. Siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Abona baba.
Yebo, sikhuluma lobani?
Uma lobaba uNdebele koBulawayo.
Ubaba uNdebele. Kunjani koBulawayo linanga lamhlanje?
Nokwanamhla kalinanga nkosi yami, kodwa ngengahlangana lalo ngivele ebhinga izolo ntambama somewhere usanda kudlulila ubani ungakafiki ensuza. Ya limile sibili yayi kabanzi. Kodwa kuthi njengoba behamba ngemota angisabona ukuthi linanjani lokuthi bekusebusuku njalo.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Ungasipha imbono yakho.
kambe ngingalinika umbono ngokuncane nje engicabangayo ngombuzo wenu eli elubuza nje ngezikhathi zendaphana ye ilanga leli likhuluma ngalo licakathekile kwabanye kalicakathekanga kwabanye ngesizathu sokuthi ukuwa kwendoda ikuvuka kweyinye nxa abantu bekhala besesililweni abamamotshari bayathaba ukuthi imali singeni leyo ngesidumbu siyabe sikubo so impilo injalo vele ya lapha ngizama ukuthi independence le ukhulunywa ngayo ifondile sile kodwa kayiqondanga njalo kwabanye ngoba abantu balezikhala eziningi abakhala ngazo ezingananzwayo ngalokho ke mbonani kuyahamba kukhathaza khonokuthana ngoba abantu bayahlala bekhala njalo nje kanti njalo kwezinye izikhathi kunzima ukujabulisa wonke umuntu mhlobo wami
hayi kakhulu
yes kusempilweni khonokho kumele sikukhangele ngayo naleyo ndlela kungenani ke ukusola vele kukhona zonke izikhathi ke lanxa kulobuhle kodwa ke ukusola vele kwande ukuba kunenge kodwa bese sikhangela ukuthi lokho kusolwa ngabantu kuyikho yini noma cha mina ngokubona kwami bona ngani abantu into abayisolayo isobala ngo-1980 kuthathwa ilizwe kwahle kwaba lohlupho siqalisa imibuzo nje ingaba yikuthi njengoba phela thina sasibuswa yi-Britain ngaleso sikhathi usebenzisa i-pound i-currency eyayibamba i-Africa kokungela elilingana leZimbabwe kathi yaphuma njani i-pound leliyana sokungena lokho kukhona abantu be-celebrate independence namhla ba angizwisisi ukuthi ba-celebrate ngoba abasebenza abantu bathwele nzima amafestivali abo avalwa imali yabo kayikho emabheki liyayithumela khona ngapho madoda imali ukuthi sishizokudla ngapha kodwa nxa usithi uyayilanda lapho oyithumele khona ufika ube selayini nangangithiwa uzoyicela yona iyimali yakho ubhenke imali yakho ebhenki kathesi esithi ingxenye ngo-9 ekuseni ngo-9 sithi uyalanda imali yakho oyibhenkile uzothiwa kayikho into ekade ingenzakali izolo naleyo khangela nje sinamhlanje impuphu mina ngithenge nge-$32 ngeviki ephelileyo namhlanje ngifice i-$55 uhulumende uthule uthe zwi ngani kaboni abantu njengesinkwa isinkwa angizihluphi ngaso ngoba you can live without bread akulahlupho lokuyana bangazi bakwekele ukuthi asilandaba lakho siyazidlela imbambayila akuhluphi but into njengesithwala iziphala siyakwazi zigcwele umumbu kodwa ukuthi udulelana sikwazi abantu bafa ngendlala nje ngeminyaka opheleleyo kuthesi lomumbu esingawudla iminyaka emithathu kodwa siyamangala abantu sokuthiwa khona kusela kuhle sizibuza ukuthi kathi umumbu lani uye ngaphi ngaleyo ndlela-ke mna wami ngibona engazathi mfowethu hhayi kule nkinga uhlupho yikuthi-ke sokungconywana kulezi nsuku suvunyelwa la ukukhuluma okusolayo kathi izolo ukuthi ngakhuluma utshaye umlomo uthi uba ngumsindo kodwa namhla kungcono ngokuthi hhayi sesikwanisa ukukhuluma lathi ungalandi ebusuku uhlutshwe kanjalo nje kodwa-ke independence yona esikhuluma ngayo leyi yiyo siphezu kwayo ukuthi abantu bathi bayajabulela kuyini abakujabulelayo nxa bejabula nge-independence badingani kwamanye amazwe bengekho ekhaya ngizothi abazabuthana ngaphi ngaphi sikwe khona ngapho ngakini ngababe bazobuthana ngapho e-national stadium e-Harare futhi bayajabula
ye lakho kukhona bayabuthana lakho futhi kusasa
yebo phela ngibone ngamavikini asanda kudlula sesitshaywa egoli ngale kuthiwa sibuyele ekhaya kanjalo nje abantwana bezimbabwe sebethatha indawo yonke angikwazi ukuthi kathi kuhamba njani ngiyazibuza ukuthi i-afrika yithi esidubeka kakhulu yini ukudlula amanye amazwe ngoba akulalizwe elingelamuntu eZimbabwe khonapha angikhotiweli izwe elingelamuntu eZimbabwe emhlabeni. EChina uyasithola sikhona, Russia uyasithola sikhona, ngapho sisibaningi yonke indawo. Sathi sithina sinjani indawo amaChina wona emaningi angayilizwena, kodwa kulezi ndawo lapho abangekho khona. Ye, manje njengoba siselebrate, siselebrateana singekho ekhaya, kahle kahle kuyini esikufunayo? Lapho endilombuzo khona, ngoba kangizwisisi mina ukuthi abantu badingana emazweni bona besifika izweni eliliqondile liright, abanye besifika lilunganga. Angizwisisi-ke khonapho ukuthi mina ngingumuntu ozimele yedwa, angilandaba nje ngikhulume ngikubonayo. Njalo angitsho ukuthi emkhuluma kubi, okumcaphulayo hhayi angakukuye lo, kodwa-ke mina ngiqonde lokho engikubonayo.
Hayi,
so ngaleyo ndlela bengicabanga ukuthi mina abantu bonke ngababuye ekhala, sizokhala sindawonye, ingxenye singakhala sibaningi, uhulumente uzakuzwa abe sithatha amanyathelo.
Okay, hayi, sibongile kakhulu, sibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho. Okay, let's go to Mr. Difa Bango. He's been holding for some time. Mr. Bango?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Bango, when we talk of independence, we talk of nationalism, we talk of national pride, and one emblem that makes us proud of whatever country that we come from is the national anthem. I'm sure you agree with me.
Yes, I do agree with you.
Yes. Now, Mr. Bango, what can you say about Zimbabwe's national anthem and independence in one sentence?
That's a very difficult one. I know that it could be just one single sentence, but all I can say is that's a very difficult question. That's the only way that I can respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very difficult one. Because, I mean, you know, as you said, you know, you need to have that pride and be proud of what you are what represents you. But mm-hmm. once you lose that pride, once you lose, you know, you lose self-esteem. Now, you know, for instance, you find some of our brothers in South Africa. It's difficult for them to ask world Democrats and say, are you from Zimbabwe? You say, no, I'm not from Zimbabwe, I'm from KwaZulu-Natal. Because, oh, I'm from somewhere else. Mm. You know, because once you start saying you're a Zimbabwean, it's like they see a thief, they see someone who is so poor, they see someone who is so derogated, you know, someone who lives a naive person. That's the kind of, that's what represents us as Zimbabweans currently.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, do you know the words to the national anthem?
The current national anthem, the only national anthem that I'm quite familiar with is Sikelela. The current national anthem, was not there.
I get you. No, I understand.
So I don't even know the words.
I understand. Okay, yes, no problem. Thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? Let's go to our other guest, Mr. Wande.
Yes, Mr. Duwe, are you there? Mr. Duwe, are you still there?
Who's there?
Huh?
Yeah, I'm Muripo.
Muripo. Now, don't go to the Pamwe, Matisia.
Put one's one eye and them wagatis.
Chitari say Mamiro Akaita Zimbabwe. Imimi sokuona kwenyu chinoku chamunodada nacho pamusoro peZimbabwe chii?
KuZimbabwe kunonetsa pakuti mirizonga yose ruzhinji dzavanhu ava vari kuiva mwire mvura sadzara zviwa navamwe. Zimbabwe inyama yemuenzi o ina varidzi vamwe vose ava hapana chavo. Chaungangodada nacho ndechekuti iko the place where you were born, where you come from, only apart from that hapachina. Nokuti everybody has been reduced into a beggar. Everybody has been reduced into a poor person. Everybody has been subjected to systematic starvation. Those are basic things which in this pre-modern period everybody should have access to. But as it is, you have to be run-up to get basic things like food, fuel, decent accommodation, or to access your money in the bank. So that's how it's done. Baba, I tell you, blah. Maria, I tell you, I bring up the bank. How you want? So you got to meet. You got to meet the bridge. You got to do.
Hi.
Saka tisanyeperana tichiti kwako we are proud nezvekuZimbabwe tichida kuva patriotism sipo. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti Zimbabwe tomorrow should be actually mourning kudenda pamaprayers okutokumbira Mwari kuti vayambuze nyika. Nokuti as it stands, things are terrible. People can't travel. People are not happy. People are not free to vote. Who doesn't know about the violence which we experience? Even though after Papa didn't have violence, as Yaka waited immediately after the election, it ran about. So there's basically nothing to celebrate. And then you see the guys who would actually be celebrating, you'd see them actually in the front table actually making speeches, celebrating what they've got. But the majority of Zimbabwe, they have nothing to celebrate. You can't tell me that Munwese, Unengango, Korchano, Gotanga,
Magadi nama muripa era parunare. Hello. Muripo era parunare. Okay. Aya, ndofunga tawara sab.
Yeah.
You hear all these different views, but this is what we have been getting all the time, that there is very little to celebrate. It's a pity that the situation is like this, because it should be a very happy occasion. It's a day of being proud when we look back at our history. But it seems like the problems that Zimbabwe is facing, it seems like that is a bit too much for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, alright.
Okay, yeah, let's go to our guest, Mr. Bango. Mr. Bango? Hello, Mr. Bango? I don't know if we still have Mr.
I can hear you. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mr. Bango, as advice, what would you give to people in Zimbabwe, especially politicians? Noting that tomorrow there is a gathering at the National Sports Stadium where the president is going to give his speech, but we are not likely to see the opposition there. Do you think this is a time for, defining our political differences, or it's a time to unite, and how can people unite using this day of the Independence Day, especially tomorrow's gathering?
I think for now the situation between the two political parties, mainly I'll say NDC and ZANU-PF, these political parties currently they've got so many problems. They personalize, their political parties. They don't act as if these political parties they represent the nation,
but you know, into you wanna
Mr. Pango, Mr. Pango, ngicela ubambe nje kancane siyaphenduka kuwe sithole ucingo silomlaleli osifonele eseZambia siyaphenduka njalo kathesi.
Okay,
hold on.
Makadini ku Zambia?
Ndiko makadini.
Chiri nani tukutaura nani?
Ndikutaura nani Zekeri Mutandwa.
Zekeri Mutandwa. Tibatsirevo nepfungwa dzenyu panyaya yatiri kutaura nhasi.
Panyaya yamurikutaura nhasi yeindependenzi, tinongori nemashoko madiki diki andoda kuti ndingokwanisa kuti ndizivisisane nevamwe nekuti dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe reindependenzi harisi kureva kuti ratangira muZimbabwe chete. Tikatora isusu experience of our Africa, matambudziko iwayaya ari muZimbabwe akatobva mukati nedzimwe nyika. Tikatora Mozambique yaive neproblemu yatinayo, totora Malawi yaive neproblemu yatinayo, totora Tanzania yaive neproblemu yatinayo, totora Congo yaive neproblemu yatinayo, tobva tatora Zambia yange neproblemu yatinayo, yakatransfer that problem to us. It's not saying all of those people vakapusha maningi kana kuti mapresident avahazive kana kuti isusu tose munyika idzodzo hatizive, but pane pari kutambwa politics yekuti Africa isakwanise kupukunyuka iri yega.
Munofunga kuti chii? Ndati mati pane kutamba tsoro zvinoita kuti Africa isaita zvinhu yega kana kubudirira. Chii chamunofunga chamunoona chiri kuitika?
Chandinoona chiri kuitika ndechekuti iwaya nyika dzekunze kwenyika idzo dzidzi dzakafanana naBritain nanaAmerica dzinohodza zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuti nyika dzine idzi dzibudirire. Kutaurwa kwemasanction, kutaurwa kwekubudirirwa kwenyika nemaindastry, the very time yamunongotanga kuti nini maakuda kuita independence yenyu muchitora nyika yenyu, unotaurwa kuti land is belong to the government. Commercial land haigoni kungoenda kumunhu wese wese, inogara nehurumende. Izvozvo vanobva vazvitora kuzviita tight, vobva vabvisa mari dzavo munyika imomo, voenda vonotsigira kunenge kwaenda vana vavo. Havachaendesa mari kuvanhu vatema vari kuda kuita programu nemari idzodzo. Zvinoita kuti tirambe tiri pasi nekudawo kuti mari dzavanoti sanctiona havasi kusanctiona hurumende, vari kusanctiona isu tiri kuda kuita basa racho. Tobva tachisiyeinga manyika mazariya itabviswa mukati memaprogiramu anoita kuti vanhu vawane mari dzokushandisa. That is what sanction yaiiri kuafecta kwatiri varombo.
Saka kana aiwa vamutandwa tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Mogara muchitifonerazve muchitipa pfungwa dzenyu sezvamaita nhasi. Ndinotenda mukomai Ezekiel. Yes. Pana vari parunare makadiniko?
Tiri kumakadiwo.
Tiri kutaura nani? Tiri kutaura nani uye muri
kuti?
Muripo here apa?
Ndiripo.
Ehe. Hatina kunzwa zvamataura. Mati tiri kutaura nani?
Ona Jim
Kubinga. Aiwa, ehe, tinokutambirai. Titaurirewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Zvinorwadza vakomana. Hapana chekupemberera ba.
Konyika zve kusununguka kwenyika.
Nyika yakasununguka hayo, but vanhu vari kutambura vahwande. Izve mari chaivi tinonzi mari hatizi kumashopu vanhu vanotenga nechibako. Ere ino mvura haina kunaya, chibako hakuna, totenga nei?
Ndo zvega zviri kunetsa here?
Handi zvozvega, chimiro chenyika chaye pasi, parizi mamiro akaita zvinhu zvinosiririsa. Kuti unzwisise kuti ndiyo Zimbabwe iri yatinoziva. Paitonga varungu hapana chinhu chaishayikwa zvinhu zvese zvazvoita. Siye zvine vanhu vari kunonga nhoko zvezvironda.
Saka imi munofunga kuti zvoitwa sei kana kuti chamungada kutaurira hurumende chingava chipi?
Inoona chinonetsa hurumende iripo ikai. Vanhu vanongotaura nhema asi chokwadi chisingataurwi. Iye zvine zvitiri kunzi izvo zvinhu zviri kugadziriswa. But on the ground hapana chinhu chiri kugadziriswa. Zvinhu zviri kutoita wese.
Ya, saka zvoitwa sei nai mukoma Jim?
Chinonetsa ndechekudai nyangwe tikataura nyaya yemaelection inoziva kuti vakomana vakapinda nekuwa havangabvuma here kuti nyangwe vakadyiwa vangasarinda pavo?
Taurai henyu, tiri kuzvinzwa. Tiri kuzvinzwa, taurai zvenyu.
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti iyo dai vana vezimbabwe vaisa musoro pamwe chete votobhoikota koshaiwa kana munhu wani anoenda kuground kana kunational sport kana kupi kunoitwa macelebration nokuti hapana chekupemberera ba. Vanhu vochema vese pane kuti vapemberere, vanhu vochema vese nokuti hapana chekupemberera.
Zvino izvi zvinobatsira papi?
Aiwa, kunenge kuri kuratidza kuti chekupemberera hapana, tiri kuratidza kuti tiri kuchema nokuti tiri kutambudzika. Kuratidzira kuti tiri kutambudzika, hapana chekupemberera.
Hai, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jim nemashoko enyu. Tinotenda.
Taikumbirawo kuti mombopota muchitifonera kuno kubhinga kubhinga inzvimbo yakakanganiwa haizikamwi muZimbabwe. Taikumbirawo kuti vakomana veMTC MP wedu hatimuzivi. Tine zvichemo zvakawanda zvatinazvo asi hatimuzivi MP. Anongouya kana kwakuendwa kumavhoti.
Kutwa ngubani MP wenu ba?
Kwebuza.
Oh, okay. Joy.
Pinga South.
Ah, okay.
Ndinokumbirisa please kuti dai maedza kuti muvazivise vakomana veMDC kuti MP haana zvaari kubatsirana zvevanhu kuno.
Aiwa. Tatenda mukoma Jim, ndinofunga ndinedi kuti MP wenyu vakateerera vari kuzvinzwa, asi mashoko amataura ya mashoko amataura iwayo achasvika kwavari. Ndinotenda chaiko.
Mutungamiri ikayeyuyu ane indicator right achikunda kulevu, muri kuzviona
mazvita mukoma Jim, thank you very much. Mokofamba makatarisa kwamuri kuenda kuti maindiketawo asakurasai. Tineva
Mr. Svaneng Dube and Mr. Bango, sorry for we have a number of callers, lots of callers, but we'll definitely get back to you.
No,
okay.
Yeah, pana vamwe vari parinhare makadi nenyu.
Ndipo makadiwo.
Tiri nani, tiri kutaura nani uye muri kupi?
Ndikutaura nama pipa ari South Africa.
Navani?
Vapisi.
Aha, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu independence hapana zvokupemberera nokuti zvataitarisira panguva yehondo yechimirenga nezvekutiitika hazitirikurira. Nekuti taita sevatagwa vanotelezedzekerera takagarawo takasungirika kunyika yedu kana izvo taakuika dzose zvakafanana nemuvadhimba mungava kuserebheta kuti mugare here kuamerica ikoko.
Hai, tichito kunzwa swa muri kutaura
saka manje ha u tengu jepere ratina kuhune ndini vanhu vavari kuungana nawo panika va machaina vanguti sezvo vari kuti vari kubetsera kugadzira vakauya vachitengesa zvimaziko zvavo $42, $43 wati at the end of the day hapana muchaina ane mari dzeni saka mari dzake dzogowanikwa munyika sei.
Saka hamusi kupemberera independence yeZimbabwe.
Independence apana vanopemberera independence ndivani vachipemberera vakuti vakuru vacho mari dzavo muhomu
dzezinandirema
dzavo dzakashaisa dzikamwa dzakaendeku but vanobva nokukumbira mari kunwamwe kune dzimwe nyika kwezi dzavo vanogonaushaisa muunibasisii.
Hai tinotendera mashoko enyu, tinotenda chaizvo.
Okay, so Numzana Pango ubuchasisa lapha ngendaba ye politics le independence ukuthi abamabandla aphikisayo bamanyane njani la bebandla elibusayo ukuthi kunanzweleli la ngamungasichasisa.
Mina engakusho babugande ukuthi into eqakathekileyo lapha ukuthi abakhokheli bama-political parties okuyizanu PF le-MDC into yokuqala abafana ukuthi bayifake engqondweni zabo ngeyokuthi babekwazi ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe bayahlupheka, abantwana beZimbabwe badubekile. Kuzaze kube nini abantu ukuthi bona bakhangela ukuthi bona bahlukana njani bengakhangeli ukuthi i-majority yona iphila njani. Izibhedlela akula lutho, izikolo akula lutho, yonke nje into esebenza eZimbabwe akula nto esebenzayo efanele ukuthi isebenze. So mina ngokunjalo isifiso sami ngelokuthi abathathe nje lelo nyathelo bafake abantwana beZimbabwe phambili andubala ukuthi bacaba ngezinye izinto eziningi. Ngiyazi ukuthi uChamisa uzakhala ngokuthi yena amavoti arodwa ngapha bathi bona yibo abawina ama-election. Kodwa lokuyaka kathesi isikhathi salokuyaka sesidlulile. Kathesi iZimbabwe akusese isikhathi sokuthi sikhangele ukuthi i-political party yiphi noma i-political party ayisiphi. But into esiqakathekileyo ukuthi sibone ukuthi indlela yokuthi iZimbabwe ibuyele ime ngenyawo njalo ibe le nqubekela phambili yiphi. Kusafana lokuthi kulezinto ezifana lezinto ezenjiwa phansi nxa singakhangela ukuthi iZimbabwe lilizwe ikakhulu ansiqala endabeni yemali. Ilizwe ukuthi libe nemali eqinileyo njengoba libe nemali endlondlobeleyo kufanele ukuthi kube lezinto ezibhekapha leyo mali ezenza ukuthi imali leyo ibe nesisindo. IZimbabwe ilizwe elaziwa ngokulima, ilizwe elaziwa ngezinto ezenjwa phansi, ilizwe elaziwa ngokufuya. Izinto lezi ezintathu lezi yizo ezenza iZimbabwe ile lilizwe. Kodwa kathesi nxa singakhangela akula konke kunaloko okuthatha okusebenzayo. Alikho ilizwe lakhe lathiwa lizasebenza kulabo tekete elizweni. Alikho ilizwe lakhe lasebenza kulabantu kathesi sebetshela bebulala izinkomo besezithengisela kuma-backdoor. Akula lizwe elizasebenza izilimo abantu betshona behamba besiyathengisa kuma-J and B beqeda laphana imali yabo bezayithola after 2 years. Yizinto uhulumente abantu azikhangele abone ukuthi kufanele kwenziwe njani. Ngabe ngakuthatha bokuqakathiswa ngokwala bakuvuselele kume ngenyawo ilizwe lezimbabwe lingaphinde libuye. Kathesi nxa uyakhangela izinto eziningi uzathola ukuthi nasikhangela i-poverty bottom line sikhangela mhlawumbe imali eholwa ngama-civil servants. Ama-civil servants abantwana abaqeda iminyaka le minyaka besezikolo bahola $300. I-$300 i-300 pound. I-300 pound i-school fees kathesi umntwana oyedwa is $400. Uyithatha ngapho umntwana usho ukuthi eqinisweni umzali wathengisa isifazi senkomo saphela sonke du ethengisela ukuthi abantwana bezohlupheka njalo. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abafake ilizwe leZimbabwe phambili ngoba abantwana beZimbabwe bayahlupheka. Kanye lani kathesi ukuthi abantwana babulawa njani e-South Africa, babulawa njengenyamazana ngenxa yokuthi kodwa khonokwana siyababhlema abantu be-South Africa ngento abayenzayo imbi kakhulu. Akula muntu ofanele abulawe kodwa kufanele ukuthi ngabe kathesi sihlupheka siselizweni lakithi sisenza izinto eziqakathekileyo. I-banking sector abayenze ama-reforms ema-banks. Alikho ilizwe elingaphila imali ithethwa isetshenziswa ezinye izinto but ingasebenzeli abantwana beZimbabwe abayibo abaphila kuleyo lizwe. Izinto ezikhona lapha elizweni izinto esikhala ngazo ayisizo zinto ezisemoyeni, izinto ezikhangelwe nanoma ngubani akekho umuntu ongaziboniyo. So lokho asichotoze uhulumende asithini khuluma iqiniso alikhangelela uhulumende ukuthi lokho yikho esikhangelane lakho ekufanele ukuthi kulungiswe ukuze ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke. Ngaphandle kwalokho eqinisweni bazaphikisana baphikisane kuze kuyefika ku-next election, babe baphikisane kuze kuyefika kuma-next election. Kathesi uzuthola ukuthi kulabantu abaphila esigabeni sinye
kuti ngakuse sigabeni sinye mina angisakwazi ukuthi sengancedi zomunye umuntu ngenxa yokuthi umuntu ala ngowe-MDC noma umuntu ala ngowezanu noma umuntu ala ngowe-MDCT or whatever ukuthi ubhelonga kwiphi political party. I-politics yabo ngendlela abayiletha ngayo bayiletha bayenza yatshiya ama-divisions amaningi phakathi kwabantu. Abantu kathesi abaningi abasakhulumisane noma beyihlobo, they fail to be constructive ukuthi bayakhe izinto ezingavusi iZimbabwe ngenxa yokuqombala ngeminwe as far as politics is concerned. So sicela ukuthi abazame ukuthi lakhona bakufake kube clear ebantwini ukuthi i-development le-politics izinto ezingamphela kodwa kufanele kwehlukaniswe konkwana ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe liqhubekele phambili. Ngoba nxa singaphila lokho sihamba ngale ndlela esasivele sihamba ngayo kudala ngesikhathi sikamgabe akula nto ezaqhubekela phambili. Kuzaba yi-dispensation ngebizo but akula ma-fruit esizawubona. Asijabule kuloko sikhuluma kodwa sijabula ukuthi ngabe kathesi sithuli sibona iZimbabwe indlondlobala. Abantwana beZimbabwe abasebahamba phandle kwamazwe bayafunda izinto eziningi babuyela leyo mfundo bezokwenza izinto eZimbabwe. Njalo iZimbabwe into engifisa uhulumende ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe lilize lilenhlahla kakhulu elila abantwana abagcwele amazwe amaningi njalo abadala asebefunde izinto eziningi. Abangathi nxa bebuya elizweni leZimbabwe bangalivusa masinyane ngenxa yokuthi sebekwazi ukuhlupheka sebekwazi ukuthi ukuba honest kufunakalani. Njalo okunye uhulumende ingalo yomthetho akayiqinise ngoba konke khona lokhu esikukhuluma noma singaze sikhulume sitiri but indaba ye-corruption nxa ilokho la yi-challengiva izahlupha. Kathesi uyathola ukuthi kulama-donors noma kulamanye ama-companies avela phandle kwelizwe noma uthi uyacelani ukuthi imali ibuye eZimbabwe bathi bona no asizosithatha imali ngenxa yokuthi ama-leaders bayathatha imali yenu bathatha imali yena leyo bayasebenzisa izinto zabo ama-personal things zabo bengasebenzisi izinto ezifana ukuthi zithuthukise ilizwe. So i-corruption abantu nxa kuwukuthi umuntu wenze into embi noma
Mnumzana Bhango, ngubambe kancane isikhathi sesidliwe nguMangoye. Sizacela nje uDube ukuthi laye athi fahla ngoba sokusele imizuzu emithathu nje kuphela.
Nokulungile baba, hayi mina mangangiqedise nje khonapho ngithi mina engifisayo nje yikho khona lokuthi abalungise izinto bafake abadala beZimbabwe phambili ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe lakhe siqhubekele phambili.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu Mnumzana Bhango.
Thank you very much, sir.
Va dube muchiripo erbarnare. Mr. Dube muchiripo ere?
Ndiripo.
Tipewo muchidimbu zva mashukanyo kupedzisira. Asi musati matangiza ipapo ndoda kubvunza kuti imimi se Zimbabwe Exiles Forum pane zvamuri kuita here zviri maererano nokupemberera zuva reindependence kauti pane kusangana kwamuchacharena nezvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuSouth Africa ikoko muchicherechedza zuva iri kana muchifarira kana muchichema muchaungana here pazuva iro riri mangwana.
Mangwana tine urongwa hwokuti tiite maprayers. We are coordinating magatherings amazimbabwe muno mujobheg nomupretoria nokubrisbane nokucape town just to hold the prayers to pray for God to intervene and assist Zimbabwe in its current situation. And the reason tibva ipapo avo vanga vachitaura vapedzisira ava I think we mustn't actually blindly blame political parties. MDC, I say, the power. My problem is that I know it. I think I have to buy MDC, I know why it's a percentage of our accuser of promoting their political agenda at the expense of the comfort of the people of Zimbabwe. Look, you know, my family is boring. Because, you know, MDC, I don't get into any complaint about just like all other Zimbabweans because it's not in power. We must be very clear on where the poison is. Poison is not the government, I don't care. FDC are hip hop. Called Javatar Masanchin. Masanchin, the country is not on sanction. But I don't know what is about with Masanchin. I know my targeted smart sanctions, restrict travel.
Mr. Dube, unfortunately, we have come to the end of the show. We have run out of time. Thank you so much for your contribution. We hope to call you next time. Yes, that was Mr. Sibanengi Dube of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. You also heard from Mr. Difa Bhango a Zimbabwean living in the United Kingdom. And thanks to all our callers, my name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Janona Kawande. Until next time, please take care. Good night.